Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that will help you change how you work, not who you are. This is where we talk honestly about thinking clearly, making better decisions, and building a business that actually feels good to run without hustle, hype, or pretending everything's fine. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, optimist, realist, and self-employed since 2011. Here's this week's episode. You know that point in your business when it really just starts doing your head in? That's what I want to talk about today, because I think that so many of us have successful businesses, but it's like, oh, still my head in. And I think, who talks about that? I want to talk about that because I think it's really human and it's really important to address that, because what's the point of having something, creating something that does your head in? It doesn't make any sense, right? So I'm Libby Langley, and that's what I'm going to be talking about on today's episode of Messy Business. You know, if you think about relationships that you've had in your life, they might have started off amazing, you know, started off amazingly, been amazing. And, you know, think of the halves that you've had along the way. There was probably quite a lot of sex to start with, quite a lot of that kind of stuff. And, you know, all exciting, can't keep hands off each other, all of this stuff. And then you realise that they were just a bit of a tosspot. And so you move on. Just me? No, I don't think that is just me. But that can be what businesses are like as well. To start with, they can be really, oh, it's so, the freedom, I've done this for freedom. And then actually you just don't create freedom, do you? You create another job for yourself. You create pretty much what you tried to leave, or, you know, you had a job that was doing a thing and you thought, I can do this better on my own, which of course you can, but actually all you've done is created exactly what you had before without the security of somebody else paying your salary or sick pay or pension contributions or, oh my God, paid annual leave, all of those things that you don't get, generally speaking, when you're self-employed, right? So it's no wonder that it might start doing your head in, because it's just kind of a trap. It's, you know, it really is just like when you wonder why you fancied that person in the first place, because now, oh my God, the noise they make when they eat, or whatever it is, right? Things just really start to do your head in. And it's a real shame when that happens with your business, because in a relationship, like a personal romantic relationship, there are two people with emotions and habits and traits and all of this stuff, right? So it's kind of not necessarily surprising that people get on each other's nerves. But with a business, with your business it's not a living, breathing entity, right? It is a thing that you have created, that you have complete control over. You have complete control over what work you do, what clients you work with, what you charge. I mean, there might be some industry guidelines, or if you're bidding for work, you're tendering for work, then, you know, there's a budget on that. But broadly speaking, right, you have complete control over all of this stuff. So why, if it's doing your head in, don't you change it? Just put that out there. Why don't you change it? It's a little bit of ASMR for you there. But, you know, if everything... what does it feel like, right? If everything feels like an effort, that's not a cool place for you to be at in your business. And if the little things feel like big mega tasks, that's not a good place to be. If you're annoyed by your own business, you know, if you're resentful of clients, oh, for God's sake, or fearful of clients, or if you're spending all your time procrastinating, about anything. Maybe you keep putting things off that you know would actually help. Maybe there's like a real fear of around stuff that you're not doing things. And maybe that shows you that the things that you think you should be doing, they're not the right thing. And that's why you're not moving forward with them. Maybe you start thinking about doing something else. Maybe you've applied for jobs. Maybe, you know, and just to say, actually, side note there, if you do have a part-time job as well as your business, that's super cool, right? If that's the conscious choice that you've made, that is super cool. And if you've been in business for a while or for ages and you decide to get a job as well, also super cool. What is important is that it's a conscious choice, right? But if you start fantasizing about doing something else or not wanting, I don't want to do this anymore, you know, this is, ugh, then that's when something else needs to happen, right? Something needs to change. And I don't think it's about you being dramatic, right? I mean, we can all be divas. Come on, let's face it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in business. It's part of that, surely, has to be because we have egos, right? I don't know. We like the, even the most introverted business owner must get a bit of a thrill out of what, being center stage. And I don't mean being on the stage, but that kind of autonomy, right? You must get a bit of a kick from that, or because it's not an easy path. It's not an easy choice to make. So there must be a part of you, if you're in business, that does need your ego scratching a little bit, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. Certainly quite happy for any of you to message me and tell me how fabulous I am. Any time of any day, that's always welcome. You know, yeah, compliments, always welcome. So I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, right? And, you know, that kind of feeling of, you know, your business doing your head in, it's a sign of things not working properly, okay? That's what it's a sign of. And what not often happens when that you've hit this brick wall, I guess, with things, is that I think there's a couple of options and we do one or the other, right? Option one is that we push harder. So we try more. We do take on more work, perhaps. We market harder. So we post more on socials. We create more content. We put a ton more effort in. But that can actually make it worse. You know, like, you know, thinking back to a relationship again, it's, I don't know, if you're in a relationship where in your heart of hearts, it's doing your head in so much, though they are doing your head in so much that, oh my God, I wish they'd just not come home one time or whatever, then, you know, more work, more effort, more, I don't know, nicer teas on the table, whatever it is that you do, it's not necessarily going to fix it, right? Because it's just not a good fit. And that's absolutely okay. It's okay for things not to fit. So pushing harder invariably isn't the answer, okay? And I know there's lots of people out there who will say, oh, the reason that you're not making the money that you want to make is you're not posting on social media 7 times a day. No, I don't think that is the reason. I don't think posting on social media seven times a day, unless you really love posting on social media, is going to make any difference. I don't think that creating an AI twin and having an AI podcast is going to make any difference if you're not really loving what you're doing. You know, outsourcing yourself to AI is not going to make any difference because what that will do is just create a diluted version of something that you're in your heart of hearts you're not into anyway. And it's like, huh? It's not going to make a change. Yes. Taking on a subcontractor to like a VA or, you know, somebody to support, you know, accountant, whatever, bookkeeper, somebody to support you is very different to kind of outsourcing yourself to AI and can be a really, really smart business move, right? If those things are things that you're not enjoying, but it's deeper than that. You've got to feel it. You've got to feel it in your core. You've got to feel it in your bones that you love what you're doing. Right? and then you can get the support. So more work, more content, more effort is pushing harder is not going to fix this kind of broken relationship with you and your business. And the other option that's really quite common is to just burn everything down. It's just go right. And I've done that several times. That's my go-to for sure, right? Is to scrap everything, is to start again. It feels good for 5 minutes, but then you're like, oh shit, what? There was probably some stuff from the other version that actually was all right, now I think about it. I've done that at least twice that I can think of in my 14 and a half years in business. The first time, well documented, happy to answer any questions about it if you ever have any, is when I had my agency, built my team, made them all redundant, went home, got rid of 40 or so social media management clients. You know, that was a real kind of burn it all down, but I didn't burn it all down. I kept the bits that I really liked, which was running workshops, which was consultancy, which was working more strategically with people. And all that stuff is stuff that I still do. And I really like that. But I got rid of a phenomenal chunk of the business. And then the second time that I burnt it all down was I had a couple of ongoing contracts with clients, which are great, gorgeous people. But I got bored. I did it for a couple of years, I guess. I managed a Facebook ads account, and I also was a marketing consultant, I suppose, for a company. And they were great. And they kept me, I think, three years maybe, because it was certainly into the start of COVID that. And then I was just like, oh no, I'm bored of this. And that, yeah, so I kind of terminated those contracts and then went back full on back into the online world and launched a program and blah, 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 all those things over the last 5 years. So, you know, but it's like you don't have to, you can change the way that you work with things rather than entirely pivoting your whole business model. And so, you know, the things that have kind of, that I've not enjoyed, I've done my head in the last 5 years, probably, is the way I've worked with people. I've never found the way that it's fitted me until now. But I've actually gone back to the thing that I've always done, which is conversations with people and sorting their business out. I've always done that since day one. You know, I've called it consultancy, I've called it strategic work, I've called it coaching, I've called it one-to-one, I've called it this. But actually, it's always been the same. It's been conversations, finding out what's going on and making suggestions for making it better. And it's really simple. And it's only now that I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm really good at. And that's I'm just going to do that. And I've taken all the added stuff off it. It's not a program, you know. I don't run a program because I don't like running programs. I don't want to run a program. It's not membership because it's not membership. And it's so much better when, rather than option one of pushing harder and doing more work, more content, more effort, or option two of burning it down, scrapping everything and starting again, you actually cherry pick the bits that you really like, because there will be bits that you like in your business, right? And there will be ways of working with people that you've always liked. And just focusing on those, that's enough for a business. And it's like, huh, okay. So that's enough for a business. Well, that was easy. Right, I'll just do that then. And it's really, really liberating. So there is this hybrid, this option three, I suppose it would be, is the hybrid of option one and option two. And that's like stepping back and actually looking at what's working, what's not working, what's draining you and what's unnecessary. You know, taking all those things out that you just don't like. And it's not as much emotionally, it's certainly practically, but I do think that there has to be emotion in it, right? How does that make you feel? Do you have a kind of little ball of dread in your stomach? Do you feel like you need to launch stuff when honestly, you just want to work with people? Do you just work with people when really you desperately want to launch stuff. You know, you can go both ways on any of this, and there's no right or wrong because you call the shots because it's your business, my friend. And once you look at your business in a slightly different way, then actually you'll realize that it's not the business that does your head in, it's the way that you run it. It's the decisions that you've made over the years. It's the choices that you've made, perhaps not always consciously. And that's the problem. You know, someone else is doing this and you're like, oh, that's a good idea. Memberships. Ah, right. They're making loads of money through memberships. Membership. I can run a membership. Honestly, no. I don't like doing it. And you might not like doing it either. The thing that I have realized is when the best things that I've ever done is project-based stuff. And project-based could be working with someone for a day, right? Could be working with someone a few times over the course of 3 months. You know, something like that. Could be doing some ad hoc work for a company, like, you know, white labeling stuff. I quite like white labeling things. I've always done it. Happy to write for a company. Happy to deliver something on behalf of a company. I've never been precious about that because ultimately it's still me that's turning up doing it. And so in my journey over the last couple of years, it's been like, those are the bits that I'm really good at and those are the bits that I really like. I really love working with people. I really love getting under the skin and into the financials and into the heart of the business and sorting it out. I really love it. I'm a problem solver and I really, really love it. And I'm really, really good at it. And when it stops working for me and when it starts doing my head in is when I try and package that as something else. When I try and turn it into a membership, when I try and turn it into a support offering, when I try and turn it into a program, when I try and launch it, you know, that's when I stop enjoying it. And that really hurts for me to say that out loud because I've spent years doing all of those things because I can, I'm quite good at them, but I don't like it. So I feel much more liberated and much freer not doing them. And it's okay to just not do them. And so if you feel like your business is doing your head in, it will be because there are too many things going on. It will be because you're doing things that just don't fit you at all or anymore. You know, in every relationship that you're in, that you change over time and they either change with you or they don't. So, you know, it's like your favourite pair of jeans, isn't it? One day it's just not your favourite pair of jeans anymore. And that's okay too. And we can change and we can move on, right? And maybe you'll cut that pair of jeans off and make them into shorts. Or maybe you'll sell them on Vinted and buy yourself another pair. And that's exactly the same way to look at the relationship that you've got with your business and the way that you work in your business. You can adapt it into what works for you now. Or you can, you know, not, right? And stay kind of uncomfortable and stay irritated, just irritated with the noise that your business makes when it eats. it's just a real thing of mine that. Don't be a noisy eater. It's not nice. So I think really I want you to listen to yourself. You know, when your business starts doing your head in, I want to listen to what's actually being said there and look at the facets that you've got and look at what you think might be working and what might not be working. So what is it? Over the last couple of years, right, because these things don't happen overnight. This is a creep thing, okay? This is a real creep. You don't wake up one day and go, it was all right yesterday, but... What have you changed over the last couple of years? What have you added in to your business? Or what do you do differently than you used to? And some of those things are because we naturally progress. I don't know, you know, new tools come out, right? So we try them and they become the norm. But maybe you preferred things without them. And that's okay too, right? You need technology. Of course you need technology. And oh my God, I love it, right? I just love technology. But what I don't love is like, what do we call it? Like management software, like Notion and Dubsano. And I absolutely hate them with an utter passion. And because I don't like the way that they work, they don't work how my brain works. I have to remember to go into them. Whereas the post-it notes I have on my pin board now are all there, visible. You know, I can see at a glance the things that I'm tracking. Yes, I also have a spreadsheet as well, but I can see at a glance the things that I'm tracking. I can see the things like that I want to focus on. I can see what my message for the year is. I can see what the hex codes for my branding are. You know, all of this stuff that I need it there because that's how I remember. Because if it's tucked away on a Notion board or something, I've got to remember to go into it. And that's, you know, it's like a real sort of anti-now thing to admit that. Because all the cool people are using all these softwares and I don't like it. It's really difficult for me. And so rather than try and force myself to use that, not that I'm not capable, not that I can't, it's just that I choose not to, right? And that's okay. So you get to choose what works for you. So thinking about your business and thinking about the things that you've added in over the last couple of years, is it those things that are meaning that the business is doing your head in? Is it those things that are causing you? Were you happier in your business before you added these things in, right? Is it that you've created offers that in a format that you don't like delivering? Because I've worked with some incredible people over the last few years who I've really enjoyed working with and I've loved seeing their progress. But I haven't liked the container that I've provided for them. And that's on me. That's not on them, you know, and it doesn't diminish the brilliant work that we've done together or how they've, you know, how they've changed their businesses. And I've supported them to do that. Doesn't change or diminish any of that. Just means that the vehicle isn't right. It's like saying, oh, well, this relationship is no longer serving me. So I'm giving up on relationships for the whole rest of my life. And it's like, no, that's not, as humans, we don't work like that. So, you know, if you've got half a thought of, oh, I can't do business because I haven't done this business right. And it's like, no, man, you just need a different, slightly different tweak of it, right? It's like, it would be like, you know, my previous marriage didn't work out for no real reason, to be honest. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to get married again because... Well, I did. I am. I'm very happily married. And it's like, you know, you don't have to give up on things just because they're not right. You can tweak, you can change them. And I like to think I just tweaked husbands. I know. That's cruel, isn't it? But anyway. So you get to control what doesn't fit you anymore. You are the master of your own destiny. You get to decide. Yeah, but listen to what you're telling yourself. Listen to what your heart and mind is telling you, because that's really important. This is your business, right? You get to control it all. And if you're not, if it's somehow taken on a power of its own, which is very different to momentum, right? But you're still in control of it all. If it's like somehow developed a power of its own, take back control of it. That sounded really horribly right wing, but... I think you know what I mean. You get to guide and shape this, right? That's entirely up to you. And I think moments like this are actually incredibly useful in the business journey because it allows you to listen to the signals and tweak and change rather than feel like you failed or, you know, rather than like, oh, I'm useless at this. I'm the problem. No, you're not the problem. The business is the problem and you get to change it, right? It's absolutely the point where things can change. And it's very, very powerful. You don't need to panic about this. Yes, you might need some support, and in which case, come find me. Send me a message, because I'm very, very good at doing this with people. But you don't need to completely start again. Just look at the bits that you enjoy and the bits that work and the bits that have historically worked and brought you joy as well as profitability. And that's the stuff to focus on. Don't be afraid to like be a bit maverick about things. Even though those of us that crave stability and really need stability, you know, it's okay to be a bit kind of maverick and bold about things, because doing that actually brings about the stability. Just being who you are and leaning into that and be unashamed about the way you run your business and who you are is so gloriously freeing and so mentally and emotionally stabilizing that you're ticking like every single box you could possibly have. So I do strongly advise it, honestly. It's just life-changing and business-changing, right? So there you are today. That's what I want to give you. When your business starts doing your head in, listen to yourself. And if you need my help, you know where I am. All right. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. I've been Libby Langley, and I'll see you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If this episode made things feel a little clearer, come and tell me. I'm over on Instagram at Libby Langley. Until next time, remember, you can change how you work without needing to change who you are.